Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Heart Centered Life. And this is Alex Robert Holmes with our Heart Centered Life theme song.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Alex Robert Holmes with the Heart-Centered Life theme song. And this is Ellen Contente. I'm the founder and host. And Heart-Centered Life is all about putting heart back into your life, having passion, purpose, and play. And I am so excited to continue my 12-segment series about the bigger game. I am a certified bigger game trainer and coach, and I'm leading two upcoming workshops, one on April 25th and 26th in North Hollywood at the Global Truth Center, and one in New York City, June 27th and 28th. And you can learn more about both of them and register through heartcenteredprograms.com. So the bigger game is based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy. He's a co-founder of the bigger game, and his philosophy is that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one that you want to live? So last show, we looked at comfort zones. And today's segment is about understanding the gulp square. That's right, I said gulp. Gulp is that place where I can't meet I must. And it's equally part thrilling and part terrifying. It's that feeling that you feel just before you take that leap. Now, the bigger game and the board is designed to give you the courage and the help that you need to uncover your compelling reason to take that big, bold step. Gulp is about letting go of fears. It's looking forward to your future, to where you want to go, and then going for it. Now, gulp are universal experiences. And as Rick talks about in his book, Play Your Bigger Game, gulp is something that we do throughout our entire life. I mean, and they usually start with our first steps, right, as babies learning to walk. Or even, if I'm remembering back to my twins, it's their first leap out of their cribs. And so we have many gulps in our lifetime. And some of the gulps that, classic gulps, that you may recognize are things like learning how to ride your bicycle for the first time, standing in front of your class in elementary school and reading in front of your entire class, your first dance, right? Or if you're into sports, maybe your first time at bat or on the basketball field. What about your first kiss? I remember my first kiss. Gulp. Taking your driving test. What about the first marriage proposal? You know, maybe you only had one marriage proposal. Walking down the aisle in the workplace for a raise or a promotion, right? So many gulps that we have in our lifetime. And what about you think in terms of the world itself, some of the biggest gulps in history, right? Spectacular gulp moments Rick talks about in the book. Benjamin Franklin flying his kite in the thunderstorm. Charles Lindbergh's solo flight across the Atlantic in 1927. And what about Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's first step on the moon in 1969? I know that would be a huge gulp for me to step out onto the moon. So the thing is, as long as you are gulping, you're breathing, you're alive, you're engaged in playing a bigger game. And when the fear aspect of gulp feels like it's taking over your body, and it will, that's when inspiration kicks in and carries you through fire, determined, hungry, and compelled, which is what we've been looking at. These are all aspects of playing a bigger game in your life. The truth is, if you don't have any fear or self-doubt, you're probably not playing a big enough game for yourself. So instead of giving in to those gulp voices in your head that say, oh, I don't know how to do this, or what was I thinking? You know, what have I gotten myself into? I'm in way over my head. Those are some of those gulp voices in your head that are trying to take you off the gulp square. So instead of in giving into them, embrace them, acknowledge them, because they are moving you out of your comfort zone, or if you've already stepped out of the comfort zone, right, they allow you to move forward. So consider fear a validation instead of an impediment to your dream. It's natural to feel those feelings of fear. That is part of gulp. So good things will come from your gulp moments, right? If you think about all the gulp moments that you've had in your life, if I go all the way back to, as I said, one of the first gulp moments I can think for my kids and crawling out of their crib, I'm sure it was pretty scary for them to think, okay, I am going to crawl up this railing and, you know, jump to the other side. So what was the payoff for them? What was the good thing? They had freedom, right? Then they could run around the apartment. So gulp moments allow us to move into, you know, the good. They come when we challenge ourselves to stretch and grow, to be more, to do more than we ever thought possible. And so thinking back on my own life in terms of some of my own personal gulp stories, you know, one of the first ones that I could remember was jumping off of the high diving board as a child at my local community pool. I remember that so well because I must have climbed up that ladder a dozen times over the course of one particular summer. Every day I would go there and say, okay, today's the day. And I would climb up the ladder and I'd walk all the way out to the edge of the diving board. And it was this, oh my God, that fear. Right? But also that exhilarating feeling, that excitement. And finally, one day, I did not give in to the fear. I gave in to the excitement, the exhilaration, the inspiration, what compelled me to do it, and I jumped. And it, oh, what an amazing experience that was, and to jump into the water. Well, I'll never forget that first gulp. Another one that I remembered that was a huge gulp for me was I was in my early 30s, and I had been acting in community theater in Florida where I'd been living. And I caught the bug, and I was thinking about really pursuing that as a career. And I remember the American Academy of Dramatic Arts was going to be in Miami, the opposite side of where I lived in Florida. And I decided to take that gulp moment and prepare an audition, two contrasting monologues to go on audition to get into their summer program. And again, it was one of those gulp moments that I'll never forget because my heart was literally pounding out of my chest. And I almost talked myself out of it many, many times, even standing outside of the door to go in for the audition, having driven 4 hours to get there. But I did it. And it was exhilarating And I got in. And that led to the next gulp moment, which was to pack everything up and literally move from Florida to New York City to go to acting school and pursue that dream. And then, you know, throughout the rest of my life, more gulp moments. And probably the most recent one was probably about a year ago, where I did my very first keynote talk for a group of international women educators. And again, gulp, scary, never done that before, but oh my goodness, it was so exhilarating. And I would do more, and I was compelled to share my message with more people. So there's so many opportunities for us to step into that gulp. Now, Rick talks about a story of a gulp moment, gulp opportunity in his book about a rock climbing wall, where, and it's called Upper Limits, and it's really about this couple, Chris and Pam Schmick, who Chris was a rock climber, and he had this dream of converting this old warehouse into a world premier rock climbing, indoor rock climbing center. And it took an awful lot to, you know, find the investors, to, you know, climb up the ladders and be harnessed to drill, when you think about it, drill all the holes in the wall to create this rock climbing experience for people. And his girlfriend was not a rock climber, so she had to take her leap, her gulp moment, to be a partner with him, to be able to do this with him in his life dream. So there's so many opportunities for us to step into the gulp square and jump. So are you ready? Are you really ready? Let's take a nice deep breath in. 3, 2, 1, jump! How's it feel? Great, I bet. So let's look at where we're going to jump to next on the Bigger Game Square, the Bigger Game Board. Next show is Monday, April 6th at 10 a.m., and we're going to explore the next square, which is investment. And investment is all about looking at what we need to do to invest in ourselves to play our bigger game. So to play the bigger game, you can register to play the Bigger Game Workshop here in Los Angeles at the Global Truth Center, and you go to their website as well as Heart-Centered Programs. Get your early bird discount for that. If you're on the East Coast and you want to come to the one in New York City, that's June 27th and 28th. And if you feel compelled to bring the Bigger Game to your organization, just drop me a line and we'll put one together for your team. So until then, have a heart-centered, heart-filled day and weekend. Enjoy this holiday weekend. I will talk to you all on Monday. And let's listen to Having a Heart-Centered Life by Alex Robert Holmes. Beautiful day, everyone. Talk to you all on Monday. Go do some gulpy things.
You're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough, need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. in your heart-centered life. Live your heart-centered life.